There are two different types of feedback systems that our bodies use to maintain homeostasis: negative feedback and positive feedback. A negative feedback system works by trying to reduce the stimulus that is causing the change. So again, negative feedback systems resist change. So an example of a negative feedback system is a thermoregulation system. If our body temperature increases, a negative feedback system is activated that acts to decrease the body temperature to bring it back to a state of homeostasis. Negative feedback is the primary mechanism of maintaining homeostasis in the human body, and these systems are used to regulate body temperature, blood sugar, and blood pH levels. Positive feedback is a different type of feedback system that acts to increase the effect of the stimulus causing the change. Now, these are rarely used in maintaining homeostasis in humans, but there are a couple of examples where they're used, such as when blood needs to clot due to a cut, or during childbirth to increase the strength of contractions. So a positive feedback system reinforces the change. And again, to compare and contrast, negative feedback systems work to reduce the stimulus to bring a body back to a state of homeostasis, whereas positive feedback systems work to reinforce the change or increase the stimulus that's occurring.